So it's unconditional. As soon as I tell her, she'd just be like, "Chow, chow, we've lost the lotto, chow." She'd be screaming my name and she'd be crying and she'd give me a big hug as well. I've heard like girls call me a mommy's boy, boys call me a mommy's boy, but if I did win the lottery, it's my mom. I love my mom, yeah, of course I do.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
It's about driving yourself there on your own time.
It's about getting to your gate faster so you can send that final email.
It's about coming home, knowing your car is only a short stroll away.
Park at Belfast City Airport and travel on your terms. For our cheapest rates, book online at belfastcityairport.com.
Join us at Woolsey's Bangor for Steak Night every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. with a choice of steak, sauce and sides from £11.95 plus a bottle of wine for a tenner. How do Woolsey's Bangor do it?
Good morning to you. How are you this morning? And what's on your mind? Which topic would you like to suggest that we have a yarn about on the radio? O 2 8 9 0 3 3 105 is the number. Now, marking out territory, what is it with the flag season here in Belfast? We'll have a look at that today. Also, gambling. Might you be addicted or is it just good fun with lots to win? There are rules and regulation changes coming up. How would you like an outdoor classroom at your school? And would you like to be a winner? We'll give you a chance to be a winner on the programme between now and the middle of the day. But no doubt there is a topic that you're thinking about, something that you'd like to discuss, something that you'd like to highlight, maybe something you're at this weekend. Do let us know something you're up to. 0289 033 105. Bit of deja vu with this one. Last October, a number of Catholic families moved out of Cantrell close off the Raven Hill Road after UVF flags appeared in the area and sectarian threats were received. Now, at that stage, you may remember the Chief Constable George Hamilton said the UVF were behind the threats. The flags were later removed, but the row flared up again yesterday morning when three UVF flags were erected on the nearby Ravenhill Avenue, close to another shared housing scheme there at Global Close. Now, the flags were removed by a community group following complaints. But how much are the locals going to have to put up with, or indeed, how much do the locals welcome flags such as that? Let me speak to Chris McGimpsey from the Ulster Unionists. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Chris, is there a desire? Is there a desire there locally for some of these flags?
Well, Frank, it's difficult to assess that. Some people will say yes. A lot of number of people in that area would like to see the flags up, and others will say no. They don't like them up, and they want them down. It's difficult to assess. Certainly, Ravenhill Avenue is a very large and is a very prominent route, and it's a route that has always had flags. I personally think it's not so much the flags, it's the type of flags. I don't think there should be paramilitary flags anywhere in Belfast, and I think that's the difficulty. If it was simply the flag of our country, our national flag, the Union flag, I think that would be a much, much better approach.
So what is the state of the law in relation to putting up a UVF flag?
I'm not sure, because you see the difficulty is that you never can find out, you never apprehend anybody putting up UVF flags or UDA flags or IRA flags. So because you never apprehend anybody, the law never seems to be tested. But I mean, there are certainly these flags are illegal. They're symbols of paramilitary organizations. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. The point is that they do raise tensions, and they do raise community tensions, and really we don't need them, and I don't think any cause is served by raising a flag. I think unionists in Ravenhill Avenue are as unionist today as they were a week ago before there was the UVF flags up, and I don't think it makes a button of difference.
So it's illegal to have them up, but the police don't take them down. Is that a common sense approach from the police, or is that them turning a blind eye to something that is basically hatred being directed towards the Catholic or nationalist community?
Well, I don't think it's that. I don't think the police are in the game of turning their blind eye to sectarian hatred or racism. But I mean, I suspect that they assess the situation and they look to see whether or not removing a flag will increase the demand for more flags. You know, I mean, I really don't know. But this society has got to waken up and say there are certain things in life are important and certain things really are not that important. And three flags on Ravenhill Avenue is not, the world isn't going to stop turning because of three flags are on Ravenhill Avenue or are not. And if there's a problem with them, just take them down and let the world move on. I have a flag outside my house this year. It'll be on my private property. It'll be on my, it'll be tied to my house.
Is it your understanding that the MP for the area, Emma Little Pengelly, is working with loyalists to agree some sort of flag protocol, basically for that area and other parts of Northern Ireland, especially for other parts of the local area of North Down Newton Ards?
Yeah, well, I have heard that Emma Little Pengelly is working with flag erectors, but I'm not sure what I'm not involved in those talks. I'm not sure what they're doing, but they need to work out some sort of an operation, some sort of a sensible approach to flag issue. You can't spend their lives running about chasing after flags here and flags there. And sensible heads need to sit down and say, look, you know, okay, we're going to do this, but we're not going to do that. When I was a kid, there was flags. There was a lot of flags in the area, but they were all, people put them up in their house to show that they were supporters of the state, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think we've better get back to that. Less flags on lampposts and more flags on people's houses.
So are you saying if you buy a house in Global Close or in Cantrell Avenue, in Cantrell Close, actually, it's called, if you buy a house in either of those developments, you've got to be prepared for union flags and a good dabbing of red, white and blue?
Well, you may have to be. You may have to be. I don't know. Or maybe you won't. Maybe the people in those closes wouldn't want to have a flag in their house. But I mean, at least it would be their property. But I mean, people are putting flags up, and if they're putting them up in mixed areas or areas where they are not wanted, then they are just increasing tension. And the last thing we need is an increase in tension. And I think anybody who's doing that is behaving in a reprehensible fashion, and they're pushing us further towards more difficulties this July. And that's, we don't need that. We have the bonfire issue is moving along, and now we have the flag issue.
Yep.
And last thing we need is this sort of tension in our streets at the moment.
Yeah, you say the bonfire issue is moving along, but it's the UUP that's objecting loudly to moves in mid-Ulster for the licensing of bonfires.
Different issue. I mean, what they're doing there, what's Sinn Féin doing there is they're trying to kill off all bonfires by saying that you're going to have to take out significant insurance policies, which people couldn't afford, and then, therefore, I mean, what they have brought up in Mid-Ulster is a modus operandi for stopping bonfires forever for the unionist community. And obviously our community is not happy with that, and the Ulster Unionist Party is not happy with that. But I mean, that's a classic case of a council not behaving sensibly, and a council not behaving in a manner which would reduce tensions, quite the opposite. And that's, the Mid-Ulster council are very disappointing.
So do we have a council that's behaving sensibly in Belfast where you can light a bonfire anywhere you like, outside a hotel window, you know, under people's apartment blocks, in the middle of the road?
No, what we have in Belfast is a council which is trying to work with the community and with those within the community who are involved in celebrating the 11th night, and trying to see if we can get a way forward that ensures that we get the most enjoyment for the community that wants it, with the least interference and the least discomfort for everybody else. And basically, Frank, I mean, you know, Belfast is lots of bonfire. Basically, we do that. Basically, we get a fairly good operation here. And but there are always going to be issues, and we continue to work with our bonfire schemes. We drive grants. We continue to work with the communities to try and see if we can keep a lid on this thing and try to make sure that things are handled properly with a bit of decorum and a bit of discretion.
Yeah, do you honestly think, Chris, that we've nearly resolved the controversial bonfires in Belfast? You know, I know it doesn't seem like a long time from we were talking about it before, because sadly bonfires come up throughout the year, not just in July.
Of course.
But over the last number of years, the controversy over at least four bonfires in Belfast has been incredible.
It has been incredible, and it has not been of benefit to the local community, that the bonfires are there in theory to help the local community celebrate an event, and it hasn't helped the local community, it hasn't helped Belfast. But I mean, we continue to work with people to try and see if we can get this finally sorted out. And I think we're moving well ahead on that area. If you go back 20 years ago to some of the areas where there was bonfire problems, you can see now there are no bonfire problems. We've got it resolved, and we're moving on together. And the community and the council should move on together. And the council is committed to moving on together with the community. But I mean, we have to realise that there will, from time to time, be issues which we're going to have to jump into the middle of and try and see if we can help resolve.
Okay, Chris McGimsey, I want to speak to Emmett McDonough-Brown from the Alliance Party. Emmett McDonough-Brown, do you share any of that optimism that we're getting from Chris McGimsey on a morning when we're talking about illegal flags being put up again to intimidate people, a bonfire season that's almost upon us, and the main irritating bonfires, or the main controversial bonfires, I think is the word I'm looking for, haven't the issues around those bonfires haven't been resolved. Do you see any optimism?
Well, I mean, I want to take issue with one of the things that Chris McGimsey said earlier. I mean, in terms of the shared housing project at Cantrell Close and Global Crescent, I mean, I think any national symbols at such a location are wrong. I wouldn't just draw the line there at paramilitary flags. I think people who have chosen to make a shared housing project their home, who've opted for an integrated approach to housing, deserve the strongest protections, really, from police and statutory agencies. And whilst I find it very hard to welcome the removal of paramilitary flags there yesterday, I mean, they shouldn't have gone up in the first instance. I think really all flags along Ravenhill Avenue and in that area should come down, because they're very clearly targeted at the shared housing projects. There are all too few of these projects in Northern Ireland, Frank. And, you know, from my perspective, we should be encouraging people to live in more integrated settings. And this sort of chilling effect, clearly brought about by, kind of criminal paramilitary elements, I would suggest, does nothing to foster the sense of integration and reconciliation that we should want to see in Northern Ireland.
Okay, so Chris, that point's been made by Emmett there, that people could be intimidated by the national flag of Northern Ireland.
Well, I mean, there is...
I know there'd be controversy about how I describe the flag, but people are intimidated by the Union flag. That's the best way to describe it.
I mean, you've got to realise that this is an overwhelmingly Unionist Protestant area. Now, there are a significant number of nationalists in the area, Catholics.
It's a shared housing project,
it's overwhelmingly, the area on Ravenhill Avenue is overwhelmingly Unionist, and I mean, we have to be in a situation where if people want us to put out the flag of our country on a major route, that you can't virtually say, well, that's illegal, we can't have that. That is just a recipe for even more difficulties. More difficulties. What we've got to do is...
But the logic of this position is that you have national flags, areas where you think people want them. And the problem with that, Chris, as you well know, is that you ghettoise our communities. So in some parts of Belfast, you'll have tricolours. In other parts of Belfast, you'll have Union flags. And that does nothing to foster a sense of shared identity in this city, which we know that we are going to need to build as we go forward. This is not a city of majorities anymore. We are all in a minority. And how we work together and how we share space and how we integrate our lives is going to be crucial to our shared economic prosperity in the future. We simply can't afford to treat our areas as simply having one community identity or another. And where I take real issue with what you said, Chris, is that the place on Ravenhill Avenue is a shared housing project, one of very few in Northern Ireland, executive funded, designed specifically to overcome this sort of narrow thinking around areas being of one hue or another. And I think it's absolutely crucial that we're going to make progress that we recognise that people can choose to live in integrated settings.
Yeah, let Chris answer you, please.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, any shared communities, obviously shared communities based where people have said they desire to live in a shared community, of course people can decide they don't want flags. And that'll be a matter for themselves. But I mean, I know people who send their children to integrated school and are in favour of living in shared communities, but would be very staunch unionists. But you're saying to them, notwithstanding the fact that you're a strong supporter of your state, you're not allowed to, you're ticking all the right boxes in other ways, but you're not allowed to put your flag up. And all this debate, this is almost a sterile debate. All this debate shows you how difficult this whole thing is. Now we have got to the only way we'll resolve this is by the community resolving it, and that has happened all over Northern Ireland. People just quietly move on, ease a little bit here, ease a little bit there, and then move on. But you're going to cause even greater difficulties if you say, right, there is a Cantrell Close is a shared space. Therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to put a Union Jack up on the entire Ravenhill Avenue. That is, A, I think it's unreasonable, and B, I think it'll just cause even greater difficulties. I mean, they've got to realise what we're dealing with here. We're trying to see if we can resolve some of these difficulties so that society can move on together and reasonably comfortably.
And I think that's, in terms of Ravenhill Avenue, Chris, I'm not saying people can't put flags up in the front of their properties. In private property, that's well established, right? What I am saying is, in terms of Ravenhill Avenue, the flags outside that particular development are there clearly to influence the people who live there. There were no other flags on Ravenhill Avenue. I was there yesterday. I went and had a look. The flags, paramilitary and union, were outside the shared housing development. And I do think that's wrong. And the reason that I think it's wrong is that regardless of whether you think or I think that the area has a composition or not, the fact that it's a shared housing scheme requires protection. And I think you can send your kids to integrated school and have whatever constitutional ambition you want in this place. There's no debate about that. And there's no debate that you can want an integrated education and also want to fly a flag if that's your personal choice. But I think really what we have to do is stand up for communities which are trying to integrate. This is a government scheme, and I think that attempts to put paramilitary flags outside people's homes and streets is wrong. And I think really that we should all be able to unite in condemning that. And I'm really disappointed, Chris, that you can't do that today.
You're accusing me of not doing something I haven't been asked to do, and I'm not even sure what it is you're wanting. Let's make it clear.
Do you think the paramilitary flags
We've got to ensure that there's support for integrated housing schemes. We've got to ensure that these integrated housing schemes are left to exist and people can live together. I do not endorse the placing of loyalist paramilitary flags on the street outside. They're not in the scheme, outside the scheme, but nevertheless they should not be there, and I think they need to be removed. And the people who are certainly not benefiting anybody in the community. And the point where we differ, Emmett, was over the union flag. You said the union flag is an intimidatory flag, and therefore it should be thrown either, and I can't accept that. No unionist can accept that.
One final question just to both of you. Chris McGimsey, do you believe the UVF put up those UVF flags?
Well, that's the other question. Of course, this is the question that would like to be asked. I'm not sure. It is not beyond the realms of possibility that other people, agents provocateurs, put those flags up. It's very funny that they were put up and then removed almost immediately. I would have thought the UVF would have been going bonkers if somebody had torn down their flags so quickly. But I mean, irrespective of who put them up, they shouldn't have put them up. I don't think they should be there. But I have heard people. The people have said to me this morning that about those flags, and they say, just be careful what you say about that. You might be surprised who put them up. They may not have been put up by the people you think. I don't know. I'm just saying that is further confusion, Frank, But one thing's for sure, doesn't matter who put them up, they shouldn't be up.
Okay. And in a word, Emmett McDonough-Brown, do you believe they were put up by the UVF?
I think people will have seen those flags go up and assume paramilitary involvement.
Just say that again to me.
I think people will have seen those flags up and they will have assumed the paramilitary connection.
Okay. Thank you. I got that line. Okay, we're heading towards 9:30. If you're just joining us, good morning to you. It is the Frank Mitchell phone-in busy programme right through until 12 noon. Your opinions on what you've been hearing are very welcome indeed.